In this bulletin, Barnaby Joyce returns as leader of the Nationals and Deputy Prime Minister. The Pfizer vaccine to be made available at more locations across Australia. And in sport, Laurel Hubbard to become the first openly transgender athlete to compete at the Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Barnaby Joyce has returned as leader of the Nationals and Deputy Prime Minister. It comes after a leadership spill motion was moved in the Nationals party room by Queensland Senator Matt Canavan. Mr. Joyce says he's humbled to be leader of the party again and thanked former leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack for his service. Mr. Joyce says he thinks time away has helped him grow into a better person.
I've spent 3 years on the backbench and, you know, I hope I come back a better person. I don't walk away from the fact that you have to have time to consider not only the effect on yourself, but more importantly, the effect on others. I've done that. I don't want to dwell on the personal.
Michael McCormack has wished Mr. Joyce all the best, saying he's one of the few politicians who won't discuss internal matters with the media.
I'll tell you what, there wouldn't be too many politicians in this building, in this parliament, who could actually look down a camera and say they've never backgrounded against a colleague. But even every one of you who rang me yesterday and I phoned back and you said on background, and I said, no, put my name to it. That's who I am. So I don't talk about what goes on in our party room. You can rephrase your question.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says people 60 and over should not be delaying a COVID-19 vaccination.
The benefit far outweighs the risk of AstraZeneca, and you need to get on and get that vaccine. The second important point, and there's been a lot of discussion about this in the media in recent days, if you've had a first AstraZeneca vaccine at any age, don't cancel your second vaccine. We are not mixing and matching at this point. You need to match, don't mix.
Commodore Eric Young says 6.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across Australia. He says the rollout will be helped by the opening of additional Commonwealth COVID-19 vaccination hubs that will administer the Pfizer vaccine.
We're looking at bringing on additional Pfizer points of presence. So we currently have 22 Commonwealth vaccination centres administering Pfizer. That will increase to 70 in the first week of July, and all 136 will be administering Pfizer by the end of July. For general practices, we're looking at 500 general practices administering Pfizer in the week of the 5th of July, another 500 general practices in the week of 12th of July, and a further 300 general practices administering Pfizer in the week of the 19th of July.
Victoria has recorded one new locally acquired infection and 8 new cases acquired overseas, currently in hotel quarantine. The new case of community transmission is a primary close contact of a case who's been quarantining throughout their infectious period. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Wymar, says the state is capable of keeping up vaccination momentum and will welcome any extra doses.
We've seen over the last 4 or 5 weeks that Victorians want to get vaccinated. The revised guidance from Otago makes more Victorians eligible for the Pfizer-only vaccine, and that's where the real pressure is at the moment. Look, we were vaccinating 80, 90,000 Victorians with first dose Pfizer until a few weeks ago. We're more than capable of maintaining that momentum. We will have to ramp down to around 40,000 first doses from the beginning of July. If more Pfizer were to be available to Victoria, we will be able to lift that to more than double that.
Transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has been selected to be part of New Zealand's team for the Tokyo Olympic Games. She becomes the first openly transgender athlete to compete at the event after qualifying requirements were modified. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible showers, 15 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower and 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Similar for Canberra, a top of 14. Wollongong, a shower or two, 19 degrees. A similar forecast for Sydney, a top of 18. Ditto for Newcastle, 19 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, similar conditions, 27. And Darwin, humid and sunny, and 31. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.